Documents seen by the ABC reveal public servants have found it difficult to provide the Morrison government with frank advice about how to prepare for climate change. Part of the reason's been the coalition's internal conflict on the issue. It's a revelation that's contained in sworn testimony from a public servant during a legal stoush with the ABC. National Environment reporter Michael Slezak has more.
Joelle Gergis is a climate scientist at ANU, and even she's shocked at how extreme some of the climate changes are.
The sorts of things we might have expected by the middle of the century are actually happening right now.
As a resident of the Northern Rivers region of New South Wales, she's had first-hand experience of this year's record flooding.
These records are not only being broken, but they're just being completely obliterated. For me, it is really quite confronting to realise that we are witnessing the escalation of these weather and climate extremes in our lifetime.
So she's particularly concerned to hear a senior public servant had argued that a series of scenarios used by government departments to prepare for major disruptions caused by climate change should be kept secret because of how contested the issue is within government. The testimony was made before the Ministry of Appeals Tribunal in July last year by a Deputy Secretary of the Department of Industry, Science, Energy and Resources. They worked with a now defunct group called the Secretary's Group on Climate Risk, which wargamed possible extreme weather scenarios, which the tribunal has ruled should be kept secret. The senior public servant was arguing to stop the release of information about the group's work to the ABC, telling the tribunal the subject was, quote, difficult for the government to grapple with, and also, therefore, difficult for the senior public servants that are involved in it to grapple with, end quote. They highlighted a disagreement between Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his deputy Barnaby Joyce over the commitment to net zero emissions by 2050, saying it made it hard for the public service to provide advice. The revelation has intrigued Cheryl Durrant, a member of the Climate Council who was previously Director of Preparedness and Mobilisation at the Department of Defence.
It's sort of another piece of evidence that suggests that the public service has become highly politicised and thus unable to do its job of giving frank and fearless advice to government.
And she thinks it's important for the public to be informed.
We always hear about the silent Australians, and we don't have our most informed, our well-informed voices in the public servants service able to enter the public debate. And I think that weakens democracy in Australia and basically is treating the public with contempt.
Cheryl Durrant also helped prepare some of the scenarios.
I don't think there'd be a problem in them being released.
A spokesperson for the Morrison government says the coalition's position on climate change is clear, with a firm commitment to net zero by 2050. Adding the Morrison government has worked closely with departments in formulating and implementing strategies.
That report by Michael Slezak and Penny Timms.